Hello, this is Ed Travers, teaching pastor of LifePoint Westerville. I just want to welcome you to the DriveCast today. In our campuses, we've been studying the book of John in a series we're calling I Am, where the great I Am determines who we are. This past week, we looked at a passage in John chapter 1, verses 29 through 34, where it says this: "The next day, John saw that Jesus was coming toward him, and he said, 'Look, there's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one that I meant when I said, a man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel.' Then John gave this testimony: 'I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him, and I would not have known him except that the one who had sent me to baptize with water told me, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God.'" You know, the amazing thing about that passage is that John the Baptist was commissioned by God to communicate to the entire area of Israel, all the people, that there was going to be someone coming. The kingdom of heaven was going to come, and there was coming a ruler, a Messiah. And that Messiah was going to save people from their sins. So when he said, "Look, there's the Lamb of God," think about this. God provides us a lamb. And this goes all the way back to Abraham, when God promised Abraham that he was going to make him into a great nation. He had his son Isaac, and then Isaac, was going to be sacrificed. God was basically, trying to test the faith of Abraham. But Abraham said all the way back in Genesis that God will provide a lamb. And sure enough, off in the caught in a bush, there was a lamb, a ram that was ready to be sacrificed. If you go further, you go into the story of Genesis, where God used Moses to come as the prophet who was going to bring the people up out of Egypt. And of all the plagues that happened, the last plague was that God was going to ask that the firstborn son would lose his life in all of Egypt unless the Israelites would take a lamb and sacrifice that lamb and put the blood over the doorposts so that the Passover would happen. The angel would pass over that door and everyone would be spared inside that home. Why? Because God provided a lamb, a savior. You know, all of the families of Israel for centuries, they would celebrate the Passover. They would have understood that imagery because every year they would have had to take their lamb to be sacrificed as a part of the Passover, part of the atonement sacrifice that was made on behalf of the sins of Israel. That said, imagine when John the Baptist, in front of all of the people that were watching that day, pointed and said, "There he is, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." They would have understood the imagery that God was providing something, a Savior on behalf of our sins. And not just any Savior, but the Son of God himself. And I think no matter where you're at today, you have to consider that if God loves you so much that he would send his Son for you, then he must care about what's going on in your life. He must care about what's going on in the details. And I think when we look at what God did for us, the love he did, I think the response is simple, that we love him back, that we lay our lives down, and that we fully put our trust in him. And I know that's a struggle. If you're anything like me, I have to train myself every day to say, "Lord, because of what you've done, because of your gospel, because of the cross, I lay my life down at your feet today. Help me to live as though you are my Lord and Savior today. Help me to live it out." I would just ask you to do the same, even right now, while you're driving or maybe sitting at your desk or listening. Just talk to God and say, "God, I surrender my life to you today because of your Son and what he did on the cross for us. You provided a Savior, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world." And just tell him that today and dwell on that as you go about your day today. Thank you so much, and thanks for listening in to the DriveCast.